From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump offered new immigration reform proposals and said he would cut taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office should he win the presidency in next month's election.
The fact that Washington and the Washington establishment has tried so hard to stop our campaign is only more proof that our campaign represents the kind of change that only arrives once in a lifetime.
Trump announced his plans for the country Saturday just as a woman also announced she was sexually assaulted by Trump about a decade ago. Jessica Drake, an adult film actress, says she was coming forward to support the other women accusing Trump of sexual misconduct. Meantime, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigned in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia Saturday. During a rally in Pittsburgh, Clinton made a pitch for Republican voters who are put off by the party's candidate.
We will work with everyone. Now, I imagine here in Allegheny County, and if you're from further west, you probably know people who are thinking about voting for Donald Trump. And here's what I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them that I understand that they need a president who cares about them, will listen to them, and I want to be their president too.
Thousands of women marched through Caracas, Venezuela Saturday protesting the suspension of a referendum effort that could have led to the ouster of President Nicolas Maduro. A leader of the opposition group says the referendum issue does not dampen their enthusiasm for democracy.
Here, you can see, Venezuelan people, we are united in the streets and clear where we're going. We are going to have a transition to democracy in Venezuela this year.
Venezuela's electoral officials put a stop to the referendum effort Thursday after a nearly year of opposition campaigning. Officials allege fraud had taken place in the signature gathering process for a referendum on the socialist leader. This is VOA News. American telecommunications company AT&T announced Saturday it is buying Time Warner for $85.4 billion. Time Warner's portfolio includes HBO, CNN, and the Warner Brothers Film Studio, which produces Batman and Harry Potter film franchises. The stock and cash transaction must be approved by Time Warner shareholders and reviewed by U.S. antitrust regulators. Authorities in Haiti are trying to recapture dozens of prison escapees. Authorities say as many as 174 inmates fled the prison north of the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, Saturday after killing a guard and stealing weapons. At least 11 inmates have been recaptured. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti is urging its citizens to avoid the area where the prison is located. The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report, during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday, shows there is sufficient evidence to confirm the government's role in the March 2015 attack. The report blames President Bashar al-Assad's government for using several barrel bombs containing chlorine gas dropped by military helicopters. A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea to counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation. China condemned the action, calling it a provocation and gravely illegal act. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman said the destroyer USS Decatur passed near the Paracel Islands in a routine, lawful manner, challenging China's excessive maritime claims. And an Afghan Taliban delegation traveled to Pakistan for talks with officials to raise various issues, including arrests of some insurgent leaders, shutting down of some religious seminaries for Afghan refugees, and increasing problems facing the displaced community in the neighboring country. For details on these stories, much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.